This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military said its ground forces were active across the Gaza Strip as Israeli forces bombed swathes of the besieged enclave on Sunday, killing and wounding dozens of Palestinians as civilians sought shelter in a shrinking area of the south. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
A Gazan health ministry spokesperson said several people were killed by an Israeli airstrike there. Footage obtained by Reuters of the aftermath shows children covered in grey dust amid crumbled cement and rubble from collapsed buildings. These children are crying out in search of their father. One of them says he is dead.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. That's Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The U.S. military says three commercial ships in the Red Sea were struck by ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen, and a U.S. warship shot down three drones in self-defense during the hours-long assault. The Iranian-backed Houthi rebels claimed responsibilities. The attacks marked an escalation in a series of maritime attacks in the Mideast linked to the Israel-Hamas war, as multiple vessels found themselves in the crosshairs of a single Houthi assault for the first time in the conflict. Police said some 20,000 people protested in the Belgian capital on Sunday to demand more action to fight global warming, as delegates from some 200 countries met in Dubai for the UN's COP28 climate conference. Marching to the sound of drums, protesters waved banners saying, "Act now and there is no Planet B." This is VOA News. At least four people died and dozens were wounded Sunday in a bomb attack on a Catholic mass in the insurgency-plagued southern Philippines. The blast, claimed by the Islamic State group, happened during a morning service at a university's gymnasium in Merari, the country's largest Muslim city, which was besieged by Islamist militant groups in 2017. A police lieutenant general said four people were killed and around 50 wounded in the blast from an improvised explosive device. Security officials had earlier said the bombing may have been a retaliatory attack for a series of military operations. Ukrainian officials have launched a probe into claims that Russian forces killed surrendering Ukrainian soldiers after grainy footage on social media appeared to show two uniformed men being shot at close range. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
If confirmed, the shooting would be a war crime. It has not been immediately possible to verify the video, which shows two servicemen walking out of a dugout at gunpoint and lying down on the ground before a group of Russian troops appear to open fire. Ukrainian authorities have launched a criminal investigation. Kyiv, its Western allies and international NGOs have repeatedly accused Moscow of breaching international humanitarian law since its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. The Kremlin denies these allegations. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A 26-year-old suspect, a French national arrested after a stabbing attack, had pledged allegiance to Islamic State in a video recorded beforehand, France's anti-terrorism prosecutor said on Sunday. A man armed with a knife and a hammer killed a German tourist and left two people, including a British man, wounded near the Eiffel Tower in Paris late on Saturday in what President Emmanuel Macron called a terrorist attack. In early November, Nigeria launched its first interconnected solar hybrid mini-grid in Nasarawa State to make more electricity reliable, renewable, and accessible. Gibson Emeka has a story from Abuja, Nigeria. Grace Oyenubi narrates.
Community leader Dauda Yakubu says the new solar power grid is making his life easier. He says there has been progress and development in welding, pumping fuel at filling stations, grinding, water purification and refrigeration. Entrepreneur Suleiman Dauda says the community is enjoying the added ease and other benefits of the solar grid. He says they didn't have light before the solar was installed. They used a generator, which was challenging. For Gibson Emeka in Abuja, Nigeria, Grace Oyenubi, VOA News.
And I'm Joe Ramsey.